Dan Sullivan is a lifelong Alaskan and a longtime Anchorage resident. He recalls delivering newspapers in Alaska's largest city when he was just 9 years old. More recently, he served on the Anchorage Assembly and first was elected as the city's mayor in 2009. Sullivan is about to finish up his second third-year term as mayor. Term limits prohibit him from seeking re-election, so lieutenant governor looked like a good opportunity to continue in public service.
One of the reasons is that I think the role of the lieutenant governor can be a lot different than what it's been in the past. You know, oftentimes the governor and lieutenant governor aren't particularly close, maybe for whatever reason, whether just they haven't developed a friendship or philosophically maybe they're not as aligned as they could be. And I don't think that'll be the case if we're successful in getting elected.
Sullivan says he's already friends with Governor Sean Parnell, who's running for re-election in the Republican primary. Sullivan adds that he works well in a team and would use his position as a cabinet member to promote good policy. Sullivan says some areas he wants to focus on include energy, education, promoting value-added businesses, and fighting for statehood rights. Regarding energy, he supports developing Alaska's renewable energy resources and using some of the state's reserves to build that infrastructure for the future. And speaking of resources, Sullivan says he'd like to focus on improving Alaska's public education system.
We're a resource state, but we don't seem to be making gains in our human resource. And that's an area where I think we also have an opportunity to make a significant investment and do it now, because long after that last drop of oil runs out, you know, it's going to be the human resource that's going to be the mainstay of an economy.
Sullivan touted Finland's education system, which requires teachers to go through an 8-year program before they can teach class. The government pays for the teacher's schooling, and then the teachers are required to teach public school for a certain number of years to pay back that free education. Sullivan says Alaska could start a similar program. And how would we pay for it?
Well, again, while we've got tens of billions of dollars sitting in the bank, why don't we take a couple $100 million, put it into a great teacher fund? The interest from that will fund the college education of top 5% students who decide to go into teaching.
Sullivan also said he wants more production in Alaska so that fewer raw resources, such as unprocessed gold or round logs, end up getting shipped out of state. And as a fourth-generation Alaskan, Sullivan says he'd be an enthusiastic ambassador for the state. Part of that would be fighting for Alaska's state rights. He says that includes getting the 20 million acres that's still owed to the state from the federal government and controlling the state's resources.
One of the things that I've suggested, too, is that if I was governor today, I'd probably invade Anwar. You know, I mean, what are they going to do, shoot you? Well, they might, but, you know, martyrdom goes a long way sometimes.
He was referring to the long-standing debate over whether to allow oil exploration in parts of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Speaking of oil, Sullivan says he plans to vote no on the ballot initiative calling for the repeal of Senate Bill 21. That bill revamped the state's oil tax structure, and there's a strong push from people who believe the new structure gives too much to oil companies. Sullivan says he believes that SB 21 is working and that oil companies are increasing production because of it. An audience member asked Sullivan how Southeast residents can be sure he would represent this region as well as his hometown of Anchorage. Sullivan points to his experience with the Alaska Municipal League.
You know, gathering together, you know, the 70 or 80 top representatives from around the state of local communities, it's really been very helpful to me to know what the issues are. And a lot of times, you know, they're common issues. Energy is a common issue in every corner of the state. You know, having sustainable city revenues is an issue everywhere.
And for those issues he might not yet know about, Sullivan says that's one reason he decided to take a tour of Southeast leading up to this summer's primary. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.